Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Now, this is a bonus round that I have for this week, right after the July 4th week. We had Produce Service LLC that was interviewed with Sal Guzman and Emilio Maldonado, the Produce Service LLC. But today, I got a cool email, and I read it and was like, wait a minute, I got to get them on the line to discuss this new live 365 by United Fresh. So I got Mary Coppola on the line that is going to talk about this new release of information coming from United Fresh Produce Association. So Mary, great to have you on the line today.
Patrick, it's great to be back with you today. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome on the show. Hopefully sooner or later, we're going to do a cool video show and post it to YouTube. But as of right now, we are sticking to audio only. But before we get into all that, you have to tell me what's going on with United Fresh and how they're going live 365.
Yeah, thank you so much, Patrick. We just announced this today, but you know, this is something that we've been excited to share with the industry for weeks now. So as you recall, a couple weeks ago, we were on United Fresh Live platform June 15th to 19th, and we had a really successful week by all accounts. And we didn't want to lose that momentum or those opportunities for the industry. So we thought, what does phase two look like? And today we announced that that is going to look like United Fresh Live 365, which speaks for itself. It's 365 days of access to everything that we built and more.
Now that's fantastic. Now hopefully you're going to be updating some of these badges and portfolios and things like that, because that's what I think is cool, is developing like a leaderboard and being able to go back and look at some of these things, look who is involved, look who is in the chats and everything all together in that spectrum too. So what are some of the fun things, if you can share, that'll be on the platform moving forward, or how companies are going to be able to market themselves?
Yeah, well, as you recall, all of those chat and messaging features are still accessible. That is a free feature all the way to September 1st for anybody who wants to register for the platform. Right now, we're working on what we're calling the summer sessions. So the education and networking content that also will be free throughout the summer. So from now until September 1st. And then beyond that, we took a look at where the globe is in terms of travel, in terms of education, and how we're connecting. And virtual really is what at least the immediate future looks like. So we're going to be kicking off 365 this September with our Washington Policy Conference. And that really is going to be the first opportunity for exhibitors to get onto the platform that maybe missed the opportunity in June and want to take advantage, as well as attendees that haven't had the opportunity to log in yet. We're really ramping it up this fall throughout the rest of the year. So those are a couple of the new features that we know that we're certainly going to be hosting on the platform.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's all about content, right? Content, content, content. And I would say pre-COVID, a lot of us had these ideas and had content in the works, but didn't publish them, right? Like you said, you have this idea to go 365, but now we're going to start releasing content. And that's what it's about, everyone, is getting content out that's educational, that's going to build your knowledge base, create new relationships, and build a better new tomorrow. Listen, forget about the new norm, what COVID's offering, what it's not offering. This is a time that United Fresh is here to help you expand your business. And that's what they're doing. I'm talking about from personal experiments, joining that first United Fresh live session. So now let's get into some of the nuts and bolts though, Mary.
Sure.
Is it going to be free? Am I going to have to cost? I mean, what? Give me some rundown on this.
Yeah. So starting on September 1st, Patrick, we are moving towards a monetized platform. However, we are keeping it free access to all United Fresh members. So we really felt that it was important and to ensure that our membership continues to see the value that they contribute to the association, that we give back to the industry. So that's going to stay free for those folks. For folks that are not members of the United Fresh Association, they'll have the opportunity to pay a $100 subscription fee to access the platform. And that really will give them an opportunity to explore and make a more informed decision about the value of United Fresh membership.
It makes sense. It definitely makes sense. So it's kind of like, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of taste of it, right? And then start to lead to more things. And I agree, because I think that if you came out with that large price, you know, that you guys normally had, it would shy some people away. So I think that $100 or less is a great price, because it allows you to, one, all the education, which, listen, if you don't get any education from what they have on there, then you're using the tool wrong, right, Mary? Because there was a ton of information, a ton of education that was on the platform. And it's interesting, because as I was reading about the Washington conference, this is something that I've never been to. It's just something that I did not elect to go to, or any of my companies wanted me to go to, right? So yep. I think now this is going to be interesting, because it's a virtual conference. And I remember hearing from one of the large box retailer that they said that they had a lot of their people, employees, go to United Fresh Live that were never able to go before because of their schedules or their departments, and it made it virtual. So this is something that you're probably looking to get another, I would say, incline in attendees, because this is probably a conference that not too many people went to in the beginning, but now it's going to become virtual, and you're able to do more things with these keynote sessions, the workshops, networking receptions, right? There's going to be more to it than the first United Fresh Live. Am I right?
Yes, exactly, Patrick. And with the Washington conference this September, as well as our future conferences, the Fresh Start conference and the Brandstorm conference, they do have additional fees for access, just like we did with the Cornell program this summer. But we have lowered that fee because, again, it's a virtual platform, not an in-person, and there's some expenses that just don't factor in anymore. So whether it's those programs, whether it's exploring the exhibit halls, whether it's going back to your point to the on-demand content from this summer, there is a ton of value on this platform, and we're so excited to bring it back to the industry for a longer period of time.
No, that's awesome. And even then, I was reading in the newsletter, you've got things coming up that are going to be year round. You talked about it before with the educational and networking programs like Fresh Start Conference and the Brandstorm. I mean, these are things, again, that we have the content for, we have the people for. You just have to build an online virtual community around it to get going more, right? Think about it years ago, you had the radio, you had the news stations that were filtering the only content out for people to see. Well, guess what? Now it's our turn to bring this content to the next level, right? And the next brand, you know, content, everything coming out of our company. So all of these different things, I think, are going to be great. So let's take a quick break and hear from Ag Tools on how to see more, achieve more in the produce industry. Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit us at www.agtechtools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
Patrick, you talk about content, and I think you're really hitting the nail on the head. When you look at what's currently on the platform, and we were kind of taking stock in the content that the exhibitors published through United Fresh Live, there are hundreds and hundreds of hours of video across the platform currently. And that's not even taking into consideration the future videos of new exhibitors coming onto the platform and existing exhibitors updating video on the platform. It really is the new way that we're engaging, and it fits the virtual and digital channels so well. And again, to your point, there is so much to be learned by taking the time to explore and watch those videos across the whole platform. So we're really looking forward to seeing what's next in that aspect alone, not to mention all of the other content too that'll be there.
100% agree. I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're, I feel like I just learned from you about content that I just talked to you about content, like vice versa. Because I agree, everybody's got content their own way. And if you listen to Gary Vee at all, and a lot of people either love him or hate him, but listen, if you're a baker, if you're an auto mechanic, if you're the guy that sharpens pencils every day, you have so much content that you don't realize you are a subject matter expert in your own world, right? Because that's where you are. And it seems like United Fresh is gaining that traction with more content to be released for our produce industry, right? Our world. So talk to me about the future though, okay? Because listen, as much as I love virtual events, I still want to go and hang out. I still want to bump shoulders and see everybody. I mean, I traveled to Grand Rapids, Michigan 2 weeks ago for my first travel. Yes, it was interesting, but I still had a great lunch with my friends and business colleagues when I went there. Yes, we had to wear masks. Yes, we had to wear gloves. It was a little different, but what does the future hold for us in 2021?
Well, we believe that the future will bring us together in LA in April of 2021 for the next in-person United Fresh Convention and Expo. We're really optimistic about that opportunity, and we're looking forward to getting back on the road. And just like you said, gathering in person, whether it's with masks and elbow bumping, we just want to be together. So we are planning ahead for April 2021. But Patrick, I'll add, and I know that this is on your radar too, virtual is not going away. So we're excited that we now have a platform where not only can we gather in person, but we can start taking some of that content and experience in LA and be able to share it with a global audience who doesn't have the capability of traveling to California or for whatever other reason isn't able to make it to that in-person event.
One thing we get to build off this, and listen, we are a business, everyone, and we want to bring content and value to each and every one of you 365 days of the year. So this gives opportunities out there for everyone, especially United Fresh hosting a conference. Because again, there's going to be people out there, Mary, that you don't even realize that are going to ask you, is the show going to be live? Are you guys going to be streaming it on Facebook? How can you get that content to them faster if they are across the world? And then as I've seen in the PodFest world, my buddy Chris Kremitzos, who runs PodFest, which is one of the largest multimedia PodFest communities in the United States, is then he started selling the content of actually having people video the show, video record all the sessions, the breakouts. And then that helps our community, as now we can then help, one, distribute that content. Yes, it's going to cost money, but that's how we make money. But guess what? You get the value of being at the show 365 days a year when you buy those content packages. So a lot of the stuff that's being developed, we're doing for our produce industry. And all you listeners out there, you got to realize that we are in a new world trying to pivot every single day to create valuable solutions and create problems to be solved, right? So it's crazy. And I love what you guys are doing. And that's why I'm the first to jump on the phone with you and have a conversation. But, you know, let's go beyond that, though. I mean, how has the last couple of weeks been for you, Mary? Let's be real here, because this is all awesome. So I can tell the last couple of weeks you've been swamped, but I've been exhausted the last few weeks ever since, you know, the first virtual show. And I keep telling everybody it was mind-blowing because content, education, knowledge. I mean, I was going through so much and meeting so many people and getting valuable information.
Yeah, you know, it's been good. It has slowed down a bit to the point where I'm not on Zoom 8 hours a day, which I'm grateful for. But I'm looking forward to seeing people again. But what I've been able to do over the past couple of weeks is go back and watch and listen to some of those sessions that, because I was in a different session, I wasn't able to participate in. So I'm learning myself as well. I think that's something we forget, that even the associations that serve the industry each one of us has our own sector that we're very focused on. So for me to be able to get back on and learn about what's happening in the policy world and what's happening in food safety has been really educational for me for the past couple weeks. So I know that sounds like, I don't know, use whatever adjective you want to use to describe me for going back into my own platform to look at content. But I really wanted to see what others were experiencing so that as we rolled out 365 and as we start presenting our other conferences on this platform, we're fully aware of what the user experience was. Because when it comes down to it, that's what virtual engagement is. It has to be user experience first. And I think that we deliver that, and we certainly have some opportunities for improvement. And so we're looking forward to working on those solutions.
I don't think you going back and viewing your own showcase is bad. I mean, we all do it. I mean, how many times do you review a presentation 100 times? How many times do you check an email before you send it out to make sure everything's right? I mean, it's natural for you to go. I mean, how many times did you get on the United Fresh website and look at it? I mean, it's natural. So I would say, no, don't even worry about that. Because even myself, I've been back on the platform, not as much as I wanted to. I've just been really busy since then, right? As I told you, it's like that took up so much of my my time that week. It's like I ignored, you know, my citrus time and my logistics time and my other things. But to me, it was a great support system to see what the industry is doing, seeing what's happening. And I do believe that connections are being made and people are trying to get more authentic with that. And that's what I talked about on the show a lot, is that authenticity. And you got to be real. And we spammed the first day. Everybody spammed. They were like, hey, blah, 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 here's my product, do this. But then once you got into engagements, right? I mean, look, I got coupons from Nature Sweet Tomatoes. I mean, they sent those in the mail. I mean,
they saw that.
Right? These are things that I connected with people. I mean, would that have happened if I just posted, hey, check out my podcast, do you want to be on it? No, it was like, hey, I like the booth. I like what you're doing. I like the colors. I like the video. You know, talk to me more about what you're doing. And I think that as we start to get more authentic, that this virtual world will start to be easier for all of us. And what I mean by easier, we're not trying to make it easy, but the same as when you get that nervous, gut-wrenching feeling to go, oh my gosh, there's that person I want to go up and shake their hand and say hello to. There's no difference between doing that and an online chat. You get that same nervous butterfly feeling, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it has been really interesting in hindsight to see who's still going back onto the platform. That's data on the back end that we can go in, all of us, every user, and see who's logged in and who's participating and engaging still. But I also think that over the course of 5 days, as users, we all learned new and better ways to engage on the platform. And that is only going to make our future engagement on the platform that much easier and more productive. So I think we needed that couple of days to really get acclimated. And now there's a lot of energy going into the future of 365 to get back on that platform and do it better and improve it and make the most of those connections through the platform.
Well, Mary, I appreciate you coming on today. I know you've got a couple other meetings to get to. Heck, it is almost 6 o'clock over here in Tampa, and I know there is a pool or a beach that is calling me and my kid's name. So I do appreciate you getting back on. I love talking with you on and off the mic. So thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Patrick. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the platform and certainly coming back on the show as we keep announcing new aspects of what we're going to be doing in the next 365 days.
Yes, new fun things. I love it. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.